Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets on this Friday morning. And with our pre-opening summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its May ending stocks estimates for 2006-2007 and 2007 and 2008. The numbers look like this. Old crop corn, 937 million bushels. Old crop soybeans, 610 million. Old crop wheat, 412 million bushels. New crop corn, 947 million bushels. New crop soybeans, 320 million. New crop wheat, 469 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. Early calls for cash hog prices today are mostly steady, but there are some mixed undertones for deliveries next week. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test. Top prices from $48 to $49. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, May 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,586. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.25 to $72. The weighted average, $69.66, a loss of 44 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.18 to $58.80, the weighted average, $55.29. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 7,649. The base price range was $61.50 to $75.25. The weighted average, $71.05, a loss of 48 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.25 to $58.25, and the weighted average was $55.43.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And I'll start out this broadcast with no big surprises compared to what we've said the last couple of days. But just to reiterate the situation, a lot of the Midwest has been dry the last few days, the exception being for some of the southern sections, including a few pockets in Missouri and Illinois that got heavy rainfall yesterday afternoon and evening. But when you look at the Corn Belt as a whole, a lot of dry weather, including over the state of Iowa. And mostly dry weather is expected over the state of Iowa until a cold front pushes in. There may be some rain working into northwestern Iowa on Monday afternoon and pushing across Iowa Monday evening. But it should all be south of that state by the time we get to the end of the day, Tuesday afternoon, mostly dry weather returns to Iowa. High pressure moves in for several more days. The bottom line on this is I think just about all of the Midwest Corn Belt is going to have enough dry weather that by the end of next week, planting should be virtually complete. And it'll just be a few pockets here and there that have been extremely wet of late that may still have a little bit of delay, but we're not looking at any problems at all when you look at the big picture in terms of planting. So now we're going to focus the attention on emergence. And on that, some areas are going to have a little bit too dry weather here over the next couple of weeks. It doesn't look 100% dry. In fact, we do have some of the showers in southern portions of the Midwest, but this weekend is going to be a mainly dry weekend across the Midwest Corn Belt. As I mentioned at the top here, the main feature on the weather map is a cold front. That's the front that's going to push through the state of Iowa Monday night into Tuesday, and it's going to push through Wisconsin about the same time, and then push through Illinois and Indiana Tuesday into Tuesday evening, and Ohio probably Tuesday evening into Wednesday. So with that, there will be some showers and thunderstorms. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible. I think the overall rainfall will be under a quarter of an inch, but during the heat of the afternoon in the northwestern belt on Monday and in the eastern and some of the southern belt on Tuesday, depending on the timing of that front, I think there will be some clusters of thunderstorms that could produce brief heavy rainfall. Behind that, high pressure builds in, and this is going to bring seasonably cool air. We'll have a lot of places with low temperatures in the 40s once we get to about Thursday morning next week, and high temperatures only in the 60s over the upper Midwest, lower 70s farther south, but not cold, but cooler air. But after all the warm weather we've had lately, soil temperatures are up enough that shouldn't be a problem, and we're not looking at frosty conditions or any adverse conditions at all. We're just looking at temperatures turning a bit cooler, and that high pressure system will keep the entire belt dry late next week. Now, after that, there are some signs that showers and thunderstorms may come through periodically in the week that follows, but I don't see a return to a wet weather pattern, but I don't see a blocking ridge of absolute dry either. I think as we look at the next few weeks, there's going to be more concern with dryness than with wetness, but that's in part because planting will be done, and now the concern is, do we have enough moisture for the crops to get into the ground? One thing to note, one thing to remember, though, is over the winter we had a lot of moisture, and we talked about going into this season that the subsoil moisture is in pretty good shape. So if it is a little bit dry here, some of the roots are going to start to find their way down a little bit farther looking for that water. And that may set the situation up for the crops a little better later in the season. So that's another thing to really consider. And as far as other areas, it looks like a little bit of rain is going to be moving through the Northern Plains spring wheat belt as we go through the next couple of days. So that's going to slow down field work there. And it doesn't look like a major cluster of thunderstorms. And it looks like it's staying on the northern portions of the belt. But there may be a few delays here and there. And warmer weather will be coming in. And that could provide a situation for another round of showers and thunderstorms late in the weekend and early next week. But some dry weather follows next week. And in the central and southern plains, the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, some showers and thunderstorms are probable today across Oklahoma. But most other areas will be dry. In the delta and southeast, some scattered showers the next couple of days. The southeast needs them. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 471 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade down three quarters. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 481 and a half, unchanged. Last trade down 2.5. July corn opened at 354 and three quarters, up a quarter. Last trade down 2.5. December 356 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade down 2. July beans opened at 746 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 2.75. November 776, up a half. Last trade up 3/4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Actually, Dave, this is Ed. Vince had to grab another phone call, I'm going down a level to take the phone call this morning.
All right. It's Ed Dunn phone for us. Ed, I'm just going to put it right out to you. What are pit traders focusing on out of all these numbers?
I think the two things they're looking at, Dave, one is the foremost that I've seen this morning is the 26-year low in global carryover of wheat. I think that's got guys thinking that the wheat market could probably come back and be a leader in the upside, even with the U.S. numbers being somewhat negative. The global stocks number should be supportive to wheat. The second thing would be that the government came in with a 150.3 yield on the corn, keeping that ending stocks number on the 07-08 down under a billion bushels. which again, you know, that number, 900 to a billion in itself, doesn't lend towards a big rally, but we also don't have that 150 bushel crop harvested yet. So I think with that, you're going to see some upside this morning, and certainly sets the stage for some weather scares with the tight stocks projection for the rest of the growing season.
Does the market remain to the positive side into the close?
I think it does, Dave. I really do. We took a lot of premium out of it this week. We've had a big down move, especially in corn, from, you know, the overnight on Sunday night of 401 to where we are now of 358 area. I think that we're going to see a 3 to 5 higher opening in corn and hold it, 5 to 7 higher opening in beans and hold it, and probably a nickel higher in wheat and hold it. Yeah, I think it does hold for the day.
Take a look at a particular, and I want you to look at the soybeans. Are we beginning to look like we might want to be moving upward on a leg up here?
Yes. I mean, we are hitting a support area, the July soybeans. You know, we've got support down there in that 740 area. And it seems like every time we want to push down there, we come bouncing right back up, just as similar as people have been looking at that 360 area on corn. Now, you know, not that really anybody in our office is overly bullish the crops long-term, Dave. I think you can see the November contract right now at 775, trading $8 or higher. But it might be pretty tough to get cash prices above 8, considering the really wide basis levels.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.